Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6 Backwater Country and 96.3 for Triple E in Emerald, Queensland. I've got a fabulous show planned for you this afternoon, people, with special guests on the program, Katie and Shane, and they are from a band called Scarlet's Way in WA. So we've got an interview with them talking about their brand new single, In Another World, and that'll be coming up a little bit later on in the show. I'm going to kick the program off with a good friend of mine, Pete Smokey Dawson, with a song that I'm sure is going to go number one for him. It's the number called Before We Were Heroes.
Before they were heroes, they were brothers and sons, at home in the saddle, good with a gun. And they brought the ideas of glory, a god and the king. And it tore out the heart and the soul of the whole first grade team. And they lived at the mercy of some British general, not beyond discipline, brave and dependable. Aussies and Kiwis were mostly expendable collateral, damage of war. Oh, but you should have seen them before. Before they were heroes. Before they were heroes, these young Aussie men were drovers and shearers and factory hands, and they brought the ideas and lies of life overseas. And nobody questioned the age that these boys claimed to be. And they lived at the mercy of some British general, not begone discipline, brave and dependable. Aussies and Kiwis were mostly expendable collateral, damage of war. Oh, but you should have seen them before. Before they were heroes. Before they were heroes and left on that train, the whole town would turn out for Saturday's game. But when it was over, they struggled to make up the team. Yes, when it was over, they struggled to make up a team. And they lived at the mercy of some British general, not big on discipline, brave and dependable. Aussies and Kiwis were mostly expendable collateral, damage of war. Oh, but you should have seen them before. And they lived at the mercy of some British general, not beyond discipline, brave and dependable. Aussies and Kiwis were mostly expendable collateral, damage of war. Oh, but you should have seen them before. Before they were heroes.
Go, folks. What do you think of that one? Pete Dawson, Before They Were Heroes. I'm sure that track is going to go number one for that guy. Absolutely love the lyrics in that one. I'm going to play you a song now, and this is by Scarlet's Way. Now, they are going to be on the show a little bit later on, and that is, of course, Katie and Shane. They come from WA, and I've got a brand new single, which we're going to talk about, called In Another World. Now, before that happens, I'm going to give you a live session of one of their songs. It's a number called She Talks to Angels. Mm-hmm.
She never mentions the word addiction in certain company. Yeah, she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family.
Hey, there we go, folks. That is Scarlet's Way, a Southern-inspired act who seamlessly weaves country, rock, blues and soul into a powerful sonic tapestry. Absolutely love that band. They're from WA, and they're going to be on the show a little bit later on. I'm going to play you a track now by Becky Cole. Now, this one gets requested quite a lot, and it is one of my favourites of hers, along with Lazy Bones. This is a song called Poster Girl.
You won't listen to my songs anymore. You ripped my poster off the wall. 'Cause I'm the singer that went to the war. You see no good in me at all. Oh, pardon me if I believe I haven't got it wrong. And before you turn your back on me, I'll sing you one more song. 'Cause I shook hands with a digger on the wrong side of the world, with a wife at home who holds her breath and brand new baby girl. And the digger fights for freedom in a job that must be done. And I let go of his hand, so proud to be Australian. And if unlike me you feel no pride at all, then go ahead and take me off your wall. 'Cause I'd prefer to be a poster girl on the wrong side of the world. And I'm just the girl that sings the crazy songs, not qualified to sit and judge. I've been right and I know I've been wrong, but I'm for peace and I'm for love. And I admire the burning fire that causes you to fight. I only wish the wrong side of the world had the same right. 'Cause I listened to the wisdom of the Aussie Brigadier. He spoke of widows and of orphans and the need to dry their tears. And he leads the fight for freedom in a job that must be done. And I've never been more proud to say that I'm Australian. And if unlike me you feel no pride at all, then go ahead and take me off your wall. 'Cause I'd prefer to be a poster girl on the wrong side of the world. Maybe I'm naive to think we all get along. Sir, I read your words and all I ask is hear my song. I shook hands with a digger on the wrong side of the world, with a wife at home who holds her breath and brand new baby girl. And the digger fights for freedom in a job that must be done. And I've never been more proud to say that I'm Australian. And if unlike me you feel no pride at all, then go ahead and take me off your wall. 'Cause I'd prefer to be a poster girl on the wrong side of the world. I'm so proud to be a poster girl on the wrong side of the world.
You gotta love that song, Becky Cole. What a talent. And absolutely love seeing that lady in live performance. She's released 10 studio albums, with 6 reaching the ARIA Charts Top 40. Absolutely sensational singer. Had the pleasure of meeting her at a music festival, which has now been shifted to Thargaminda. It's called Music in the Mulga. It used to be on the Wandilla Station at Yulo. And next year, it's going to be doing its debut out there on the Thargaminda scene. It's going to be fabulous. I'm continuing on with the music. I'm going to play you this track now. This one is by Lee Kernaghan. It's a song called The Burning Heart.
up near Catherine, moved in across the bridge. She was everything a young man could desire. And out there in the ranges, in secret we would meet. My heart ran as wild as desert fire, like a burning sun beating down. She sparked a flame on virgin ground. And if by chance the fire should start, no one could tame. Station where I rode the boundary fences, and he made it clear for all the hands to see that a man could easily wind up on the wrong end of his shotgun. And his little girl was only 17, like a burning sun beating down. Spark a flame on virgin ground. And if by chance a fire should start, no one could tame the burning heart. Cold in the heat. Out there on the station, the sun sets amber glow. As our lips met a fire was released, like a burning sun beating down. She sparked a flame on virgin ground. If by chance a fire should start, no one could tame the burning heart. Just like a burning sun that was beating down, she sparked a flame on virgin ground. If by chance a fire start, no one could tame the burning heart. Ooh, my burning heart.
Hey, there we go, that's Lee Kernaghan. Yeah, one of Australia's finest. I guess you'd call him the king of country after the late, great Slim Dusty, Gundah Country Music Heaven. I'm going to play you a track now, and this is by Scarlet's Way. And straight after this, folks, we are going to have those two sensational people, Katie and Shane, on the show with us. The song I'm going to play is a number called Empire. Went really well for these guys. Went to number one on AMRAP Metro charts for 2 weeks.
I don't wanna walk around in my sleep. Yeah, I could paint a picture of what I'd like to see. My hand touching yours, you're touching me. Scared to fight. by falling on your knee. Strengthen your emotion and build an entity. Lean on your reflection, frame insanity. Leave this to an empire or something you can't see. It's okay to live, don't you dare be free. Don't you dare be free. I remember pain. We're free to know you've lost something. You can almost touch the shame. It's in my bones, it's at my fingertips. It ain't complete until I can feel you here again. Leave this to an empire or something you can't see. It's okay to live, don't you dare be. It's okay to live. Don't you dare be free. Don't you dare be free.
There you go, folks. That is Empire from Scarlet's Way. Now, I did say we were going to get them on the show this week, and we have got them on the program with us right now, and that is Katie, and she's the lead singer of that band, and Shane, he plays the guitar. How are you both going, guys?
Good. How are you going?
Nothing.
Absolutely sensational. Thanks so much for being part of our program this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Excited.
My pleasure. Before we start talking about this new single of yours, which came out on the 8th of this month, I want to talk about the song I just played. Now, Empire went really, really well for you guys. Went to number one on the AmpRap Metro Charge for about 2 weeks. Can I get a backstory to that song? I've played it a few times, and I'm just really curious where it all came about.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise for us. That song was probably our first dip into the water of writing a protest song, to be honest. We were sort of very aware that most people like to listen to music as an escape to reality and to enjoy themselves and stuff, so we don't do a lot of that. But we also loved songs that of the 70s that kind of were left behind as a case study for what was happening at the time, you know, like a lot of protest stuff that was written back then. So we wrote a song during the pandemic about that, and chucked it on the album and released it as a single along the way, and people seemed to like it, which was cool.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned the 70s before. I understand. I've not seen you guys perform live, but I understand you're very sort of energetic, and it's like being back in the 70s on stage for you guys, musically, the way you perform and the energy levels and so on and so forth.
Very much so. We love playing with the band. The music that we both like to listen to was the classic rock and sort of Eaglesy, Bonnie Raitt sort of stuff from the 70s.
We're also like avid vinyl collectors as well. So we got our album on vinyl, and that was definitely a big tick off the bucket list as well.
To get your album on vinyl.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got all of our three releases on vinyl, but just to have the album, it's yeah, it feels good having the, you know, the vinyl just amongst our collection.
Absolutely sensational. I am a vinyl listener and I do remember the 70s. That was the music I sort of cut my teeth on. How did you guys come together as a duo?
So actually we started off in the same band, Shane's cover band in Perth, and there was somewhere along the way where we got really obsessed with that TV show called Nashville.
Yes.
And it was just about, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, but it's just about the, you know, Nashville as a place and the songwriting behind it all. And it really just inspired us. So that kicked us off songwriting together and now the rest is history.
Now, I wouldn't call you a typical country band. You guys have got, there's a lot of elements to your music, isn't there? Now, where does this come from? Is this from Shane or from you, Katie?
Oh man, we like so many different styles of music that we are just a big melting pot, I think.
Mm-hmm. It'd be easier to list the stuff that we don't like, I reckon. But like,
okay. So what is it you like, first of all? Because I've listened to a lot of your tracks and you're not your typical country, that's for sure.
It's kind of like a country rock southern influence thing, I think, for us. You know, Katie's voice. I mean, Katie sang everything from musical theatre through to Van Halen's tunes. So it's kind of a southern aspect of her voice, a very soul aspect. And then I'm a big fan of guitars and Hammonds and that sort of thing. So when we do our production, we sort of try and land somewhere between that Eagles, Bonnie Raitt, Creedence, just sort of classic music of the 70s, I think. And the genres, especially like country, is such a diverse genre. And I think they're almost out of date these days with what music has gone and done and with the production, the way it works. So when people sit there and say, oh, you know, you hear more than just country and stuff, I sit there and say, yeah, I mean, if you like Cold Chisel, there's probably a solid chance you'd like country music as well, because it's sort of a very similar songwriting and production style.
Okay. So as I said, I was listening to your tracks and I do hear that Katie's got more of a rock sort of style to her singing than your typical country. So what sort of crowds do you I guess, play to? I know you've just done a big thing at the Gympie, Danny Ute Master. So a younger crowd, how do you go with the older people that are really into the traditional style of country?
I think our stuff probably resonates more with that crowd, actually. I mean, the older people that want to hear balladeers and you know, Slim Dusty-style country are probably going to gravitate towards that, and that's cool. You know, my dad listened to that when I was growing up a heap. So, but our stuff, I'd say that we've sort of land ourselves somewhere between the 30 to 60-year-old mark as far as the people that like to listen to what they remember a good rock band sounding like. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, the production, there's still pedal steel and banjo and mandolin and all kinds of country elements going on in those songs. But, yeah, I'd say we, being that we're rock band focused, there's probably a bit more of an edge to our stuff than there is to your standard country or even pop country.
Definitely, definitely. I'd agree with you there 100%. So where does this come from? Is it because you were in a band before, it was a cover band. What sort of stuff did you play in the cover band? Was it your classic Australian rock stuff or blues?
I don't think we actually did the usual stuff that a lot of cover bands did. We'd always have a bit of a bluesy edge to it. So, mm-hmm. you know, like Alana Miles and Tracy Chapman and things like that. So we always had a bit of a sound going into original music as well that I think we've carried over into it.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I studied jazz as well, and I think that there's the more diverse you can be, especially playing in a cover band, the more work you're going to get. So, you know, we did everything from jazz standards through to Van Halen and Black Sabbath, and you know, that's kind of the fun part of being in a cover band. You could literally try and tick as many boxes as you can. And that did actually set us up, like Katie said, quite well for our writing, and I think that's why on the first EP especially, there's six tracks that I reckon that everything from classic rock to country to Latin is represented on that thing, and that was us trying to work out where we're going to land. And there was two tracks on there that were released as singles that very much become our sound, and that's what we end up going with.
Fantastic. So what about the songwriting now? Who's the main songwriter in the team? Is it you, Shane, I'm assuming, or Katie Or is it just a collaboration? One does the lyrics, one does the music. How does it come about, your songs?
Yeah, it's funny because I really like to hear the music before I write lyrics. That inspires me, although Shane really likes to see what lyrics I've written to what music he's going to put to it. So I actually have no idea how we end up with a song.
Like, at all.
Yeah.
So that's
but, we've ended up with a few songs. So
we've written them both ways. So you know, there's stuff that I've written chord progressions for, and Katie's gone, "Oh, that's cool," and she's taken it and recorded it on her phone and gone and written lyrics to it. And there's times where she's gone, "I've written these lyrics. What do you think?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's saying this to me, and that's kind of what we wrote." And you know, I think that it works out well when we finally sit down to write something.
So when you do write, what's your most, I guess, common formula? Do you, Shane, write the music first, or does Katie do the lyric, or do you have a particular writing style, or no?
I'm not really. Like, say for Empire, yes. I'd sat down and written all of like the verses, or most of the verses. And Shane sat down and he played the guitar and we worked out a melody together.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas something like, I mean, Tell Me It's Over, which was on our album two, Shane played a melody on guitar. So he was just noodling, sitting down, you know, not thinking much about it. And I thought, oh my God, can you please play that for me again? I love that melody. And I recorded it onto my phone and then I went off and wrote a chorus idea. So, yeah, all different kinds of ways, honestly, yeah.
Fantastic. Now, let's talk about this new song that you've got out. It came out on the 8th of this month. It's called In Another World. Now, tell us what it's about. I know what it's about for the benefit of our listeners that haven't heard it yet. What's it about?
So, it's about being in a relationship when you just really don't know yourself well enough to be in it yet. So, it's not really good for either party to, you know, keep that relationship going. So it really just explores the idea of maybe in another world, in another life, it could have worked, but just not at this particular time.
I like it. Does it relate to anybody in particular? Is this about a friend or somebody that you know?
I think we've all gone through it, you know, just not knowing yourself enough to be, you know, who you are in something. I mean, I've definitely gone through it. I would think a lot of people have, yeah.
Now, you've got some gigs coming up and you've also got this EP launch release, which is next year. So it's called Scarlet's Way 3 and it's an EP and that's coming out in January. Before we get onto that, you've got some other gigs coming up for the rest of the year, don't you? You've got November 24th. You've got the Full Bloom at Microfest, which is in the recreational club there, Lake Monga.
That's the one, yeah. It's in a park down there next to the river. It's a nice spot.
Mm-hmm. And then the 26th, the Perth Blues Club.
Yeah, that's a regular for us. We get down there sort of a couple of times a year and play some tunes on a Tuesday night, so that's good fun.
Fantastic. Now we're talking about this new EP launch, which is Friday, listeners, and this is for all our Sydney people. This is at Gladesville, okay? Gladesville, New South Wales, Bayview Hotel. You got the brand new EP coming out, and it's your release party. So how do you think that's going to go? Do you get to play a lot of Sydney venues? I know you're at the Denny Ute Muster, but still, that's not Sydney. I mean, and you're in WA, so do you get to Sydney often?
Well, I mean, Denny Ute, the Vanderlickens are a lot closer to Sydney than we are at this point.
So of course.
But we played the Bayview before. Rod, the owner down there, is a lovely guy. And we had a mutual friend in common that he hooked us up with a gig. But we come over to Tamworth every year. We have since 2017. So usually when we come into town, we sort of roll into Sydney first and then hire a car. And this time we're going to launch a new EP while we're over there. So that's the Friday the 17th of January.
Yes. And then you mentioned Tamworth. That's from the 19th through until the 20th. That's Sunday 19th through until Sunday 26th of January for all our Tamworth supporters. Now, with this particular EP, I noticed there's a couple of songs on here, On the Pedal, I Can't Help It, I Can't Make You Love Me, which is a live version. You got quite a few live tracks, don't you?
We love it. If you go onto our YouTube channel, you can check out a series we did called Live Sessions, where basically the whole band gets into a room, we hit record, and we played the song in its entirety three times, listen back to our favourite take and go, that's the one that we're using, and then we bounce it down, no editing, and load it up online. So there's video clips that are already set, live performances to these things. And on the last album we did, me and Bobby McGee, which we love playing in nearly every gig we can, and this time we went with a Bonnie Raitt track, The Ballad, that she released sometime in the early 90s, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And and I'm playing keyboards on this one, and it was just a nice change, something different that isn't the hard edge rocking thing that we do a lot.
And it's also got the brand new single In Another World on that one as well, on this particular EP.
It does, yeah.
Yes, fantastic. So where can people get hold of your music? I know you're on Spotify and places like that. You're on these platforms, but I don't promote the platforms because the artists receive nothing for it, in my opinion. It's just absolutely exploiting, your talents. If people want to get physical copies of your music other than a gig, do you have a website, an online shop, and so on and so forth?
Yeah, we do. So we've got www.scarletswaymusic.com, and Scarlet spelt with one T, just to be really hard to find because we're great at marketing that way.
Okay. So apart from that, you've also got your official website there. You've got YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Spotify, we just mentioned, but I don't want to send people there because you get nothing for it. But you really are, you're very accessible to your audiences, obviously.
Yeah. We are. We're all over the place.
So any of these other albums you've got, like if people were to see you at a performance, can they buy any of your back catalogue or only the recent stuff?
No, for sure. We've got EPs on CD, and the first EP on CD and vinyl, and we have the next album on CD and vinyl. And this new one's on its way on CD and vinyl, which is released on the 17th of January. So, yeah, we have physical copies of everything. We figured that we're a big fan of, like Katie said, collecting vinyl and owning music. So we like to make it so everyone has the ability to.
Well, I've got to tell you, I'm a vinyl person from way back, and I far prefer vinyl over CD. I mean, CD's great. It's compact. It's easy. You can play it in the car. Although if you've got a modern car, you probably won't have a CD player in it. So what about things like thumb drive for the people with the modern cars? Have you got any of your music on that sort of stuff, or is it just CD and vinyl?
We've talked about it a heap of times, actually, but it's just CD and vinyl. We did actually do a digital download card for the last album, which we still have. So if someone wants to buy that and load it straight onto their phone to support the artist, you get the album artwork and stuff. So that's one way of going about it.
Yes. But I'm a bit like you, I think, Shane. I much prefer to have a physical copy. I can look at the cover. I can read the liner notes. I can listen to the purity of vinyl rather than, to me, it's very sort of sterile sound of CD and so on. I much prefer the vinyl stuff. What are your prices in relation to the CDs and the vinyls for any of our people that want to maybe purchase a copy of something?
I'd have to check the website for that one.
Oh, okay.
So the CDs are probably around the $20 mark, whereas the vinyls are about the $45.
Yep, which is understandable. There's a much greater cost involved in pressing a vinyl album. But for the real purists like myself, I'd much rather go the long haul and buy the vinyl. Definitely better than having, something on like the streaming services and so on. Not my thing.
Yeah, it's definitely an experience, the vinyl.
Without a doubt. So other than the gigs we've mentioned for next year, have you got anything else coming up that we can alert our listeners to?
I think with the amount of gigs that we're going to do in Tamworth, which is like, I think we've got one every day. We've got a fan zone spot. We've got a Toyota Park spot on the Tuesday night. So there's a ton of organising that's going into that. I reckon that we're going to be pretty busy. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do this one more this weekend over here in Perth, and then we're going to regroup and get the band organised, and we fly five of us over as well. So it's a logistic nightmare, but it's great fun when it happens.
So just before I let you go, what is in your band? You play guitar. You mentioned steel before. Have you got a steel player, or do you play that as well yourself?
I play some lap steel on certain tracks, right on, and a few different things. Actually, this last track, the new single's got me playing lap on it. But mm-hmm. We also use a pedal steel player as a session player that's based out of Sydney.
Also a fiddle player as well.
Yeah, a fiddle player comes on board for bigger events. The staple lineup of the band is a keyboard player, drummer, bass player, me and Katie.
Okay, now Katie, do you play any instruments at all, or are you just the singer, the front? I was going to say just. I mean, no, I don't mean disrespectfully, just. But you're the singer. Do you play other instruments or no?
I play acoustic guitar, although I am too much of a chicken to have played it. I played on stage a couple of times, but Shane would like me to play it more on stage. That's for sure.
Absolutely. I think Shane, you've got to get behind her. I think it'd be great if your singer, like, kind of reminds me a bit of, say, Brooke McClymont, Adam Eckersley. She's playing a guitar, he's playing the lead. I think it'd just be fabulous to see you guys both playing together along with those other sensational players you've just mentioned to
me. Carry more stuff.
Carry more stuff.
Fair enough. A microphone's enough, Shane.
Okay. So you just walk on with your handbag and your microphone and let all the other boys do the hard stuff.
Oh, good times. This is why I became a singer.
Fantastic. Well, look, I'm going to let you guys go now. Thank you so much for being part of the program. I wish you all the success with this song. I've played it about 6 times. I played it twice before I rang you. I love the song. I know the backstory to it. I've really listened to the lyrics, so I can understand what it's all about. And we're going to put that on right now, and we'll see what our listening audience has to say.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. There you go, folks. That is Katie and Shane from Scarlet's Way. And we're going to be back with more of Corner Country straight after their brand new single, In Another World.
You know, it's been such a long time since I told myself it'd be all right. Well, close the door, put my life on hold, saw the back of my own taillights. I've always been one to compromise, feeling like I could stay a while. But as time goes on, got this feeling I'm not willing to let it slide. You feel the rush, it's creeping in all these places I have been. By the time on your skin, find the fire in my feet again, in this world we're living in. Life's slowly taking time away, different now than I was yesterday. Knew it all when I was 24, another year and it all had changed. I wouldn't dream of leaving you alone. Never thought I'd go on my own till I realized the girl in your eyes was someone we both didn't know. You feel the rush, it's creeping in all these places I have been. By the time it comes round back again, shine on your skin, find the fire in my feet again, in this world we're living in.
If I got to know you then, we'd be in another world tonight. Thank you.
Well, there you go, folks. What do you think of that one? That is Scarlet's Way with their brand new single. Came out on the 8th of this month, In Another World. And if you want to check them out for our WA listeners, they are at In the Full Bloom Microfest, which is at Lake Monga Recreation Club, Perth, WA. That's Sunday the 24th of November. Tuesday the 26th, the Perth Blues Club. And next year, they've got their EP launch, okay, which is going to be at Gladesville in Sydney for our Sydney listeners, Friday the 17th of January at the Bayview Hotel. Why not check them out? They're everywhere, okay? Their official website, scarletswaymusic.com. They're on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And if you want to listen to their music, they are also on Spotify as well. I'm going to continue on with the music, folks. I've got about 14 minutes to go before I put that horse in the stable. Going to play a track now by Adam Harvey, and the number is called Remember Me.
Remember me, I come to visit every day, and every time I wish that I could stay. So tomorrow I won't have to say, remember me. Sometimes I see a glimmer in your eyes, and somehow this old face you recognize. So we talk and laugh and then say our goodbyes. I know tomorrow will be different. You'll have forgotten yesterday, and once again I'll be that stranger watching every memory fade away. Remember me. Yes, I'm the one who brought the flowers. Yes, I'm the one who stayed and talked for hours. Yes, I'm the one you're always glad to see. Remember me. Watching every memory fade away. Hello again. No, Mom, it's not your old boyfriend. I'm just gonna sit right here and hold your hand and talk about the way life used to be. Wishing for that moment you remember me.
Oh, there you go, folks. You gotta love that man, Adam Harvey. What a sensational singer he is, and beautiful track. One of my favorites. I'm going to play you one now, which is a song that gets requested a little bit. Tom, now he's currently down in Warrnambool, and he's asked me to play him this one. It's by Jeff Brown, and the song is called Orchard Streets.
In a leafy mountain town, when those winter nights come down, and mist along the railway line hangs low. They hold dances in the hall, now and then they hold a ball. That's mostly where the townsfolk like to go. In a cottage proud and neat, tucked away on Orchard Street, a pretty lass now hurried to the door. Kissed her mom and dad goodbye, she said, I love you, I must fly. The little girl was going to the ball. She loved rock and roll and swing, she was a quick step champion, with pride the dancers shared with her the floor. And every young bloke in the town was in love with Alice Brown. They came to watch her dancing at the ball. She was a stunning 17, as pretty as they'd ever seen, and leader of the district marching girls. Deep blue eyes and flashing smile, for which you'd walk a country mile. Going dancing wore her hair in pretty curls.
She was captain of her school, coached the kids down at the pool, led the cheer squad for the football team. She could sing, play guitar, someday she would be a star, carried in her heart that child of dreams. And she loved rock and roll and swing, she was a quick step champion, with pride the dancers shared with her the floor. And every young bloke in the town was in love with Alice Brown. They came watch her dancing at the ball.
As she hurried to the hall, pushing boundaries after all, she took that shortcut many times before. As her iPod loudly sang, it drowned out the bells that rang. Her friends would all be waiting by the door. Didn't see the flashing lights, she wore a hoodie winter nights. She didn't see the boom gates coming down. There was no time for fear or pain as she went underneath that train. A heavy mist hung over all the town. Spread quickly round, it sent shockwaves through the town. Her school in prayer assembled by the line. Little groups in disbelief came to grieve on Orchard Street and placed their tributes by the railway line. Of those memories by the line, some may will to fade with time, but no one takes that shortcut anymore. Near the fence, a lonely cross, and the town still mourns the loss of a pretty girl just going to the ball. She loved rock and roll and swing, she was a quick step champion, with pride the dancers shared with her the floor. And every young bloke in the town was in love with Alice Brown. They came to watch her dancing at the ball, but they won't see her dancing anymore.
Jeff Brown and Kirkpatrick from the Wandering Man album. Jeff Brown, good friend of mine, great singer, bush balladeer extraordinaire, I reckon. Writes some fabulous lyrics. I've got time for one more song, folks, before I put that horse in the stable, okay, and hang up the headphones. I thought it only fitting to play one by Australia's king of country, Mr. Slim Dusty. And the track we're going to play, because this is where country is, on allaussieradio.com.au every Sunday from 2 p.m. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie country only. Where is country? Mr. Slim Dusty.
He sat by the door of the grand old Birdsville pub. His wagon gear guided by faithful Gila dog. He wore a shirt that would blind you and a rumpled ringer's hat. This old man was country, he left no doubt of that. There was legend in the lines of his weather-beaten face. Those eyes had seen a lot of changes in the Aussie race. To the passing of the horseman, the death of an age, seems to me he doubted that we'd turned a better page. He sat there hillbilly picking on a cracked and battered Gibson, and the songs that he sang were all his. Every song told a story, and the more that I'd listen, the more I'd realize this is where country is. Sang of mobs of cattle moving down the Birdsville track, and the camels carting wool in the early days out back. He sang of wild-eyed scrubbers riding flat out in the night, trying to ring the mob that lightning's quick to fright. And he sang loudly and proudly about pioneering ladies, and I suspect that one such lass was his. Home in this early frontier country was a lonely dirt floor humpy. No doubt about it, this man knows where country is. His songs told how they did it, and I felt a sense of shame. And I wondered if the battler would ever be again. His pride for his country rang true in every song. And I wondered if the chips were down, I would be as strong. He sat there hillbilly picking on a cracked and battered Gibson. The songs that he sang were all his. Every song told a story, and the more that I'd listen, the more I realized this is where country is. Yes, mate, we're so far from the city here. You know what? This is where country is.
Oh, there you go, folks. This is where country is every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. All Aussie Radio. .com.au. Folks, the horse is in the stable. The headphones are coming off. I'm kicking back on the porch now with a beer and a jack. So until next week, yee-haw! I'm going to see you all somewhere around Corner Country.